Thank you, Mr. Chair. We thank also the distinguished panelists for their insightful remarks. We welcome the general focus on the 30th anniversary of the Declaration, since it gives us an opportunity to evaluate the situation of minorities and their rights. We can't agree more with the Secretary General that we have not been dealing with gaps, but with outright inaction and negligence in the protection of minority rights. It is worrying that minorities in many countries are disproportionately the targets of hate speech and hate crimes. Hate speech and incitement to violence should be treated as a number one warning sign against the conflicts unfolding or looming on the horizon. In our days, the scourge is further amplified by the social networks, instantaneous and unrestricted dissemination of any information by their means. In this context, we noted that several speakers addressed the issue of misuse of new technologies, in particular social media, and disinformation and misinformation spread through them. This has been an issue of major concern, widely discussed both at this and other multilateral fora. Armenia is glad to report, as a penholder for the HRC resolution on prevention of genocide, that this issue was made the central for the HRC resolution 49/9, adopted on 31st March. This topic will also be the major theme of discussion for the fourth Global Forum Against the Crime of Genocide, to be convened in Yerevan on 12th and 13th of December. Armenia recommends adoption of a holistic approach to discuss this issue, since discussions on the ICT are scattered around various international bodies and pigeonholed across varying subjects from politically military domain to human rights. It is of utmost importance to put the human rights